What if you could get a 50% performance boost for the AI chips in your data centers, or cut their power use by 70%? It's not a hypothetical. IBM announced this week it has cracked sub-1 nanometer chip design. This isn't just about faster computers. It's a fundamental shift in material science that will redefine manufacturing, supply chains, and global competition. And it's happening now. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that drives global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, the theme is acceleration. We're seeing a convergence of AI, quantum computing, and robotics that is moving material science from the lab to the factory floor at a stunning speed. What used to take a decade of research can now take days. We'll be breaking down what this means for advanced manufacturing, the semiconductor supply chain, and the strategic battle for critical materials. Troy, let's start with the big picture. An article in Forbes this week talked about a new computing ecosystem. What are they referring to?
They're describing a powerful convergence. Historically, we had separate fields: AI for data analysis, supercomputers for physical simulations, and nascent quantum computers for complex modeling. As of this week, those silos are gone. AI now acts as a strategic intelligence layer, orchestrating these other technologies to solve problems that were previously intractable. We're seeing this with platforms like DeepMind's Genome and Microsoft's Matter-Gen, which are screening millions of inorganic crystal structures at speeds that were unthinkable just a year ago.
So AI is the conductor of a new technology orchestra. What does this mean for a European manufacturer, say in the automotive or aerospace sector? Are these just abstract tools for big tech?
Not at all. This directly impacts their product development. Take hydrogen storage, for example. A phys.org report from June 25th shows AI and physics simulations have pinpointed the optimal lattice architectures for new storage materials. This accelerates the path to high-efficiency fuel cells. For a U.S. or European manufacturer, this means the materials they rely on, from alloys to polymers, are about to be reinvented. The competitive threat is that rivals using these tools will develop lighter, stronger, or more efficient materials faster and cheaper.
And for trading companies, how do you source or distribute a material that was designed by an AI just last month?
That's the key challenge and opportunity. The pace of innovation is compressing market timing. Trading companies need to be watching these AI discovery platforms as leading indicators of new material availability. Sourcing managers should be asking their suppliers about their use of computational materials design. If they aren't using these tools, they risk being left behind. The actionable insight for executives is to pilot these technologies. Form a small cross-functional team of material scientists and data scientists to evaluate platforms that can accelerate your existing R&D cycle.
This acceleration isn't just happening in academic labs. Major tech companies are productizing these capabilities. NVIDIA announced something called Alchemy NIM Microservices on June 22nd. Troy, break that down for us. What is it?
A NIM is an NVIDIA Inference Microservice. Think of it as a pre-built, optimized AI model packaged for a specific task that companies can easily deploy. The Alchemy NIM is specifically designed for chemistry and material science. It allows researchers to simulate millions of molecules simultaneously to find stable structures, a process called batched geometry relaxation. It drastically reduces the time and cost of the initial discovery phase for new battery materials or catalysts.
So NVIDIA is essentially selling a materials discovery AI tool in a box. How does that affect a mid-sized U.S. chemical company? Do they need a giant AI team to use this?
No, and that's the strategic significance. It lowers the barrier to entry. A company doesn't need to build a foundational model from scratch. They can license this microservice and apply it to their proprietary chemical data. For U.S. and European manufacturers, this is an opportunity to leapfrog. They can augment their existing R&D teams to screen for new catalysts that improve process efficiency or design novel polymers with specific properties without a billion-dollar AI investment.
What should distributors and trading firms be aware of here?
They need to understand that their customers will soon be demanding materials with AI-optimized properties. This creates new markets for specialized chemical precursors and refined materials that feed into these AI-driven R&D cycles. For example, SES AI just launched its Molecular Universe platform on June 25th, a database of 200 million small molecules for battery electrolyte discovery. Distributors who can supply the novel solvents and additives identified by these platforms will have a first-mover advantage.
So, the action item for executives?
Look beyond your own four walls. investigate these new science-as-a-service platforms. The cost of a pilot project is likely a fraction of what a single failed multi-year R&D program costs. The potential upside is a breakthrough material that redefines your product category.
Let's connect this to the end product, the hardware. On June 25th, IBM announced NanoStack, a sub-1 nanometer chip technology. You mentioned it in the open. How does this connect to the AI materials revolution?
NanoStack is a direct result of it. To design a 3D architecture that stacks transistors vertically at a sub-1 nanometer scale requires incredibly precise atomic-level material simulations, the very kind being accelerated by AI. This isn't an incremental improvement, it's a structural leap. It allows for up to a 50% performance increase or a 70% power reduction over today's 2-nanometer technology. This is the hardware needed to run the next generation of AI models.
This sounds like a massive win for data centers and AI companies. What's the impact on the US and European manufacturing ecosystem?
It has two major effects. First, for manufacturers using AI for robotics, quality control, or digital twins, this means the underlying hardware will become vastly more powerful and efficient. But more importantly, it reshapes the semiconductor manufacturing supply chain. Applied Materials announced new epitaxy, deposition, and e-beam systems this week, the specific tools required to build these 3D chips. European manufacturers of specialty chemicals, precision optics, and control systems have a huge opportunity to become critical suppliers for this new generation of fabrication plants.
So, for trading companies, the game is no longer just about finished chips?
Exactly. The focus shifts to the upstream supply chain. The demand for specific precursor materials for atomic layer deposition, advanced photoresists, and high-purity gases will skyrocket. Western trading companies should be securing relationships now with the suppliers of these highly specialized inputs. The action for executives is clear. Map your exposure to the semiconductor supply chain. If you produce or distribute anything related to chip manufacturing, you need a strategy for these new sub-1 nanometer material and equipment requirements.
This brings us to a crucial point, the geopolitics of materials. A report from the ELEC on June 18th caught my eye. South Korea's Hanwha Essential is moving to localize production of AI chip substrate buildup film. Why is an insulating film so important?
Because it's a critical bottleneck in the production of high-performance AI chips. This buildup film, specifically ABF, or Ajinomoto buildup film, is a Japanese monopoly. It's the material used to create the microscopic, multi-layered wiring in the substrate that connects the AI processor to the rest of the package. Without a reliable, high-performance film, you simply cannot manufacture advanced chips from NVIDIA, AMD, or Intel.
So, South Korea is trying to break a Japanese monopoly to secure its own AI hardware supply chain. How does this specifically affect US and European manufacturers?
It highlights a critical vulnerability. If a single company in a single country controls a key material, any disruption, be it a natural disaster or a trade dispute, can halt global AI chip production. For US and European electronics manufacturers, Hanwha's entry is a welcome development. It introduces supplier diversity and potential price competition. It's a de-risking of the supply chain.
What should Western trading companies and distributors be doing?
They should be actively engaging with Hanwha and other potential new entrants. Securing distribution rights for a validated alternative to the market leader would be a major strategic coup. They need to be positioned to offer their customers a resilient supply chain, not just the lowest price. The timing is critical. Hanwha is currently in the customer sample evaluation phase.
The actionable insight here seems pretty direct.
Is executives must conduct a supply chain vulnerability analysis focused on single source materials, especially those from geopolitical hotspots. Don't just look at the finished components, look at the niche chemicals and materials they depend on. The humble buildup film is a perfect example of a low volume, high impact dependency that could cripple production. Let's summarize the key intelligence from this week. First, the convergence of AI and physical sciences is creating a new paradigm for R&D. Materials discovery is no longer a linear trial and error process. It's a high-speed, automated, closed-loop cycle. Second, these advanced capabilities are being productized. Platforms from NVIDIA, SES AI, and others are democratizing access to materials informatics, allowing smaller, more agile firms to compete with industry giants. Third, this technological acceleration is intensifying geopolitical competition over the entire supply chain, from foundational software platforms to specialized chemical films.
So what are the key actions for Western executives to consider right now?
There are three. First, you must assess your company's computational materials capability. Even if it's just a small pilot, begin experimenting with AI-driven simulation platforms. Second, reevaluate your sourcing strategy. Your competitive advantage may soon depend on access to novel materials, so partnerships with agile, tech-forward suppliers are essential. Finally, perform a deep analysis of your supply chain for single-source material dependencies. The next crisis won't be in chips, but in the obscure materials needed to make them.
The speed of change is breathtaking. What was science fiction is now becoming industrial fact. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Join us next week for more Troy Technical Intelligence.
Follow us wherever you get your podcasts to ensure you never miss an update.
Thank you for listening.